Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline studio here in downtown Chicago, and it's 2 for Tuesday. Yippee, 2 for Tuesday! It's one artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Okay, who requested that?
That's coming to us from Bob, a little UFO there.
That's right. There you go, UFO. Gotta love them. One of the best live albums of all time, Strangers in the Night. And I've said this before, I could have been at that show. But my parents wouldn't let me go because I only had a fever of 103. I could have made it. Oh, man. Anyway, could have been there. Amphitheater. So welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. So I don't know if you were, if you guys had the show on at the top at 1 o'clock when we got on the air. And I'm sure you've probably seen the footage already if you've watched the news or you've gone on the internet. But a black cat ran out onto the field during the Monday night football game, Cowboys-Giants, last night. And it was hilarious. But this is not the first time that animals have interrupted sporting events. So we're going to talk about that. And but let's listen to the audio again of this. And if you've not seen it, really, you should go online because it's pretty hilarious. So let's hear it again.
Well, there's a cat. A black cat is taking the field. A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle, caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, to the 24-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a catch run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field. And the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
And then the cat continues, though, because he runs into the, like, doesn't he, at one point he runs into the stands?
Yeah, he gets near the stands, and then he ends up, they kind of corral him to go down the walkway,
yeah.
You know, they get him out of there.
Oh, man, that was so funny. You know, one of my favorites is, as I mentioned before, I like it when the seagulls just show up at Wrigley. It usually happens, you know, it's usually, like, late in the summer, and it's usually around near dusk. Is when they show up, like 4:30 or so. You know, if you're playing a later game, you get sometimes there are a ton of seagulls out there, and it's really distracting. And I also love the fact that when they do cover the games on television, you can't ignore the seagulls, so they get close ups. You know, they get coverage from the thing, and the guys in the outfield are like, what the hell am I? What is going on? But it's really funny. Another one of my favorite things, and this is an old clip here from WGN. It's a Spike. It's from Spike Odell. So when we were over at the across the river at the Trib building, you know, in many of the studios there are flat screens. I've got a couple of TVs that are on. Like one is on channel 9, one is on channel 26. And then there's another flat screen. That I have the security cameras on, so I can see Vic in the newsroom, I can see who's in the sports department, who's in the traffic department, and then there's an outdoor camera that is on the floor of the building here outside that's aimed at the bridge across the street, so you can see what's happening outside. One time Spike Odell was on the air and we had very similar security thing. There was a camera on the outside of the roof of the Tribune building, and it aimed across the street at the Wrigley building. So in it, you could see like Michigan Avenue and the Wrigley building, and it was on the roof of the Trib building, and it was a security camera, and it was part of the screens that we were on. So I'll never forget this because I heard it live, and then it became like a promo. This is like sort of a classic Spike Odell moment where they did a promo for it. And what happened was a spider had kind of spun a web on the lens of the camera and was hanging in front of the lens of the camera. And it appeared, and when Spike started describing it, they played crazy music. Spike started describing it like, there's a giant tarantula on the Wrigley building. You know what I mean? Because it looked like there was a giant spider on the Wrigley building, climbing up the Wrigley building. And they kept, because it was doing it like most of the morning, like it would You know, spiders, they sometimes they dangle down on their web and then they pull themselves back up. They dangle down again. And they kept doing it, and they kept, and Spike just kept updating it because he was looking at the screen. And they got out very dramatic music, and it was him describing, you know, a giant spider on the Wrigley building, which is really funny because there's actually a movie where a giant grasshopper destroys the Wrigley building. In a 1950s movie, and I'm blanking on the name of it, but it's a giant. There's a giant grasshopper that attacks the Wrigley building.
Really?
In an old sci-fi movie from the 50s, yeah. But yeah, I remember listening to that live, and it was so funny. Is that it?
Well, it's a little bit of music, a little bit of monster music.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah, that's what they were playing, stuff like this, and Spike's going, "Oh my God, the giant spider is now climbing." You know, the roof of the Wrigley building, and it was just, and there's also, like, I love it when there's, like, a, you know, like, there's a, maybe there's a traffic cam or something on the street, and a bird goes up, like, right to the front, it just stands right in front of the lens, and you get this giant bird face in the train, you know, in the intersection. Bird doesn't know there's a camera there, he's maybe pecking on it. Oh, it's funny. It's so funny. All right. We're talking about animals interrupting sporting events, and a good one happened last night. And that was in Jersey, right? Because it was the Giants. So it was in Jersey. There was a New Jersey cat running around.
Typical Jersey cat.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. All right. Here is taxi driver Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, I was wondering if you ever ended up, I know you had two cats and you got married. And I think you went into it how the ex took the two cats and you never got the cats.
Well, no, that's not exactly what happened. I had two cats, and then when I moved in with my girlfriend who became my wife, she already had a cat. She had a big, giant cat who would have killed my cats, would have killed them. And so I gave my cats to a new home, and I kept, you know, and I kept an eye on them through friends who had my cats. But yeah, I had to give up my two cats because this cat that my ex-wife had, this thing was a monster. It was like 40 pounds. It would have killed my cats. Very territorial.
Do you have a cat now?
I do not.
Are you planning to get one?
Well, I was thinking about it, you know, but I'm not home, you know, as much as I should be to take. Well, I mean, cats are very independent anyway, so I would never have a dog. There's no way that it would be fair to the dog. Because I wouldn't be able to take care of it the way it should be taken care of. But
you know, the Bears at one time had a cat on the field every time they played, Big Cat Williams.
Oh, there you go. Hold on. All right, Bob. Thanks, buddy.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, man. Yeah, sometimes I think about getting a cat.
Oh, trust me. I've been thinking about it all the time.
Because I love them. I love
cats. They're great animals.
I'm a cat guy. I mean, I like dogs, but I've always been a cat guy. And I know that's, you know, most people are like dog people. I think the majority of people would prefer dogs over cats. That's what I think.
Yeah.
But I'm a cat person.
There's some mean cats out there, though.
Oh, yeah. Listen, one of the reasons why I like cats is because they don't put up with any crap. You know what I mean? Like, just feed me and shut up.
My dad used to hate cats because when he was a kid, his auntie would keep her cat in her purse. Like, she would take her cat places in her purse, but she'd close the purse.
Was it a tiny cat?
It was relatively small. It started getting big, though. And one day he was over at his auntie's for tea, and she says, "Oh, Kenny, go get the cat. Go get the cat out of my purse." So goes over and he opens up the purse and it jumps out and literally latched itself onto his face. And he said, "I'll be damned if there's ever a cat in this house ever again."
Yeah. Yeah. That's all it takes is one time, man. But, so, you know, the cat that I'm talking about that when I moved in, his name was Mr. Ruffle. and I'm not kidding. He was a giant cat. I mean, he weighed 40 pounds, but he was huge. I mean, a huge cat. And I started calling him Coconut Head because he had the head the size of a coconut. And then we just started calling him Nut. And so that was his name. But he was a huge cat. And he hated me when I first started dating her. Hated me. Attacked me at one point. But then we got to know each other. And, you know, and eventually, because I worked nights and my ex worked days. And we used to sleep. The cat and I would sleep during the day. And we became close buddies. And the cat passed away a couple of years ago. Yeah. But
did he still have his claws?
Did he still have his claws?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, some people declaw their cats.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that, but some people do.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, you know, he had his claws. And when he dug them into me a bunch of times, so, yeah. So I was attacked by that cat. I was attacked by the nut a bunch of times, but we ended up getting along. He was a great cat. He was a great cat. Loudest purr I've ever heard in my life, because he was 900 pounds. It was seriously the loudest purr I've ever heard.
Like a lawnmower.
I'm not kidding. It was like, brrr, brrr, like, jeez. But he was a cool cat. He was cool. Would not be able to run out on the field like that. Not a fast cat.
No.
But and he was getting older, too, and he weighed a lot, and so we'd have to pick him up and put him on the bed, because it got to the point where, like, he couldn't jump up on the bed
Oh.
or jump up on the couch or something, Oh. so we would have to, like, pick him up, because he was older and fat.
Poor guy.
Did he like to eat? Obviously, he was a bit... He could put it away. So, he was a good cat. It was fun. So, the two cats that I had to give up were called Jackass and Bangs. Bangs after Lester Bangs. And Jackass after my ex and I, this is another girl that I lived with, we got these cats together, after my ex and I witnessed his behavior the first night we had him. And we're like, this cat is a jackass. And they were cool cats. They were very, very cool cats. I grew up, I've told you this before, I grew up with a cat, black cat, Angora long fur, named Velvet. Lived to be 23. Yeah. He died when I moved out. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But, you know, he definitely liked me. That he was my cat. There was no question about it. He was my cat. So, you know, my parents have two cats, too, and they're black. Both of them are black. And they adore my mom. They're just ridiculous, especially Max. It's Max and Boo are the cat's names, and Max just goes nuts. You know, my mom. My mom sits on. She's got her chair, and there's a footstool, and the cat will come up on the footstool and just like hit her with his paw and just cry, and just
until she gives him attention.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Cool cats. All right. Why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, we have more animals interrupting sporting events. Here's what it says. People, this is from the Bleacher Report, everybody. People come out by the thousands, sometimes tens of thousands, to watch a sporting event live. Of course, humans aren't the only ones attracted to stadiums, golf courses, and tennis courts. Most outdoor sports require a fairly large open playing space, which are known to attract animals. Plus, where there are humans, there is food. And where there is food, there is usually animals. Whatever the reasons, maybe they're looking for an easy meal, or maybe they just really like attention, animals interrupting sporting events has been a pretty common occurrence. Thanks to the magic of the digital age, most of these troublemakers are caught on camera and end up on the internet where you can find fame. So why don't we take a look at some of these animals that are interrupting sporting events, and we'll describe those to you. And we've got audio of some interrupting animals that we'll get to. I love UFO, man. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. And we're about to have some fun listening to some audio of animals interrupting sporting events. Last night, a black cat got out on the field during the Monday night football game and made a spectacle of himself. And we've had many other animals interrupting sporting events, and that's what we're going to jump into here. Jerry in Kansas says, cats are awesome. I have one laying on top of me right now. Two of the other three are in the other room. Andre, my cat, is outside. So there's five cats? Wow. Brian says, how about a Naked Gun? During the baseball blooper montage, a lion attacks a player who's sliding into second base. I love that Naked Gun for the last 40 minutes is a baseball movie. I just think that... Yeah, and that whole blooper montage is hilarious. I mean, Naked Gun is a hilarious movie anyway. And then, of course, Brian brings up the how about the Randy Johnson bird explosion incident. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of legendary. For people who might not know, Randy Johnson was a guy who could throw hard. Big, tall, big dude who was a pitcher who could throw hard. Had a killer fastball. And I can't remember what team they were playing, but he's on the mound. It's the middle of the day. And he gets into his stretch and then the windup, and he guns a fastball. A bird happened to fly by just as he was throwing the ball, and it explodes. Like, the ball hits the bird and the bird explodes. And I'm not exaggerating. For those of you who've seen the footage, you know that it's not an exaggeration. Randy Johnson exploded that bird with his fastball. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. I go, what? How couldn't that happen? But yeah, that's a pretty classic thing. Terrifying, actually. So, all right. Now, Tom, you've seen Randy Johnson explode the bird.
Yeah, it's it's magic.
It's crazy.
What? How many things had to perfectly line up
for
that to happen?
What are the odds? Seriously, what are the odds of that bird flying by exactly at that moment when he guns a fastball, and then, boom, the bird just explodes?
I mean, I feel bad for the bird,
yeah,
but, you know, at least it went out in a blaze of glory.
Man.
Immortalized.
Man. Okay, here's some more examples of animals interrupting sporting events. Golfer Rory McIlroy may have won the 2014 British Open, but this dapper fellow dog stole the attention of ESPN's Peter Ailitz, joined Scott Van Pelt when the stocky pup emerged from the seaside brush. Clearly satisfied with the day's events thus far, they made the timely remark, "Where the hell have you been?" So a dog came out during the British Open. Where'd it come from?
That's always my question with a lot of the kind of house pets. Like, where did the dog come from? Where did the cat come from?
Yeah.
Squirrel, I get.
Right.
Bird, I get.
Yeah.
Where'd the dog come from?
How about this? A bird makes a cameo at the British Open and chooses not to fly. We've all been there, that moment when you realize that you've just walked into the wrong class or the middle of a heated argument. Once the awkwardness sinks in, you know that the only place you want to be in the world is not here. Well, at the 2014 British Open, wait a minute, the same guy? It's the same British Open as the dog. Rory McIlroy, his putt was delayed by a bird that experienced just such an episode, and like us humans, the fleeting discombobulation made it forget about how to do something that's second nature. So, yeah. So the bird just stood there. This is the same guy. The same guy, the same British Open. He had dogs and birds out on the course with him.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. We have a little, why don't we play a little audio here? We have now to explain what this is. There's a squirrel that went out there was a Kent State?
Yeah, so it was a Kent State Louisville game, and this is kind of legendary. I know that I originally played it back when it happened. This is only from a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And this squirrel goes out, and the entire crowd goes insane. And, I mean, you just can hear the announcer's voice. This is amazing.
Open field runner. Yeah. Hey, look at him go. The 20. Wes, he might do it. Wes, he's going to do it. Oh, my goodness, buddy, do it. Do it.
He's my favorite squirrel?
Yeah.
My favorite squirrel.
Oh, man, that's funny. How about this one? We have a squirrel bounds around a ballpark. The eastern gray squirrel is no stranger to captive sporting event audiences, and only one thing is certain: when a squirrel finds itself cornered in an immaculately kept turf in a Major League Baseball park, expect the uncertain. Despite these cold, dead eyes, squirrel panic is easily observed by the cautious prancing that quickly devolves into frantic galloping. At this Philadelphia Phillies-Colorado Rockies game in April, the game may go on, but this squirrel, who's clearly on the verge of an old-fashioned freakout, is just stealing the show. Squirrels are nuts anyway.
No pun intended?
Yeah, no pun intended. No, they're crazy. And I'll tell you what, when my ex-wife and I were living together, we had a little garden outside on our back porch. The squirrels ate everything. Ate everything. All the tomatoes, everything. The only thing they wouldn't eat was basil. Wouldn't eat the basil. Like, so we had tons of basil. We had a lot of beautiful, fresh basil. But anything else we tried to grow, these idiots would be up there. And we would see them because it was right on the back porch outside our kitchen window. And they would just come right there, brazenly just walk up to the window and go, how you doing? I'm eating a tomato. I'm a squirrel and I'm eating a tomato. We were on the third floor, so we would climb up the tree. We had a tree right overlooking our back porch. So they'd climb up the tree, they would eat the tomatoes and just stand there on the back porch daring us to do anything. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? I'm a squirrel. I'll either bite you or I'll jump onto this tree and leave, and then I'll come back in the middle of the night and I'll eat some more tomatoes. So shut up. All right. Let's take a break for some news, and then we'll come back. We've got more crazy animals interrupting sporting events. We've got some audio and more stuff like that, and more here. 312-981-7200 for Talk and Text on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're live in the Skyline studio here till 5, as I am every weekday morning from 1 to 5. I'm your overnight dude. Tuesday morning, 2 for Tuesday. Hear me, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. Who requested the Blondie?
It's coming to us from Steve.
All right. There you go. So welcome back, everybody. We're having some fun here. We're going to play more audio of animals interrupting sporting events. Last night, a black cat stole the show at Monday Night Football in New Jersey when it ran out onto the field. And so there have been other incidents like that, and we're talking about those. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. How about this? 630 area code. One was during the Daytona 500 early 90s. Dale Earnhardt was leading the race, and a seagull flew right in front of the car and hit his car. The video in slow motion is the best, except for the bird. Yeah, I bet. Hey, Tom, remember when Fabio was riding the roller coaster and a seagull smashed into his face?
Wait, what? When did that happen?
Whoa. You don't know this?
No.
Okay, you can just Google Fabio roller coaster bird. It smashed into his face while he was on a roller coaster. Fabio, you know, hair, Fabio.
Yeah,
I know, I can't believe it's not butter, Fabio. Anyway, he was in the front car of a roller coaster, and he was on the roller coaster and a bird flew and smashed him in the face, and he was bleeding, like busted his nose. He had blood all over his face when they were rolling into the station after the ride. You don't remember this? It was a while ago.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Did you see it?
It's covered in blood.
Yeah. Yeah. Fabio got smashed in the face by a bird while he was on a roller coaster.
Yeah. I guess it was a goose or something.
I don't know. It did a lot of damage, though. He was bleeding all over the place. I mean, he was fine. You know, he said he was fine and everything, but it looked terrible. Like, there was blood all over his face. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he was on the roller coaster and blood was just flying all over his face because you were outside on a roller coaster going like 70 miles an hour or whatever. But yeah, that happened. Bird smashed Fabio's face. 630 area code sends in a text. By the way, you can text or call us 312-981-7200. Hey, Nick, I went to a golf outing in Orlando, and on the 7th green, there was an alligator or a crocodile, and not good with reptiles. All I know is this big bad boy would not move for a good 10 minutes, so you couldn't play. Well, you know what happened to Carl Weathers on a golf course with an alligator. We've all seen Happy Gilmore. Oh man,
just tap it in.
All right. How about this? Alaska seems like the kind of place where very large animals just tip their hat to passersby on the way to a remote post office when passersby aren't trying to shoot them. Just to be clear, the people are going to the post office in that scenario, not the animals. So when a big old black bear went on a leisurely trek around an American Legion baseball game in Juneau, Alaska in June of 2014, rather than the players and their fans dispersing in chaotic panic, they gazed without urgency. The bear responded in kind with his or her own lack of urgency before wandering off to search trash cans. So that's like you get used to it. You're from Alaska and like, oh, there's a bear. All right. Okay. Now, what is this? We were talking about an alligator already, because alligators have been known to end up on golf courses. This is a thing. But this was a PGA tour in Zurich.
Yeah, there was a PGA tournament in Zurich.
Yeah,
and a three-legged alligator made its way onto the course.
A three-legged alligator.
Yep.
So an alligator missing one leg.
Missing one leg, just got a little stump there.
Uh huh.
And it just kind of wandered onto the course.
Okay.
And was literally right behind golfers,
Okay. Literally
right behind them. So we got a little bit of the announcers here, and of course they keep their hushed tones because they are still golf announcers.
It's still golf. So okay.
Dun, dun, dun. This guy's, I suppose, happy. He's in prancing mode. Look, he's right behind the. Oh, dun, dun, dun. It's like that James Bond movie, wasn't it?
That's a real hazard right there.
They play it far. This is all about the slow play rule now. This is to get the guys to play a little bit faster. Just put an alligator behind them.
He's got another responsibility there to warn his player if there's danger. Wow.
They're remote control alligators. They are not real, folks.
That's hilarious. I like the dramatic music the guys were doing. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. You remember the movie Eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes, barely.
There's a fantastic scene in that. That's actually a pretty entertaining movie. There's a fantastic scene in that movie that takes place in like a room that's filled with aquariums filled with alligators. So essentially, it's a shootout. So they just start shooting the glass and the alligators come out and just start killing people. It's a fantastic scene. It's really hilarious because they just go, oh, let's just get the alligators out here and they'll
boom.
Yeah,
I think gator movies underrated.
Well, we had a good one this year.
Very good one. It's Quentin Tarantino apparently said that it might be his favorite film of the year.
Crawl.
Yeah,
I enjoyed the hell out of it.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Alexander Aja. High tension, man. So you know we got another. Oh, wait, we got this one here, right here. The three-legged alligator is mentioned in this in the article that I have in front of me. They named him Stumpy. His name was Stumpy. Stumpy the alligator. All right, so the next bit of audio we're going to play, I want to talk a little bit about it. It's a praying mantis in the Marlins dugout. So there is this fantastic audio when we used to broadcast the Cubs games here on WGN. And we had Pat Hughes and Ron Santo in the booth. I used to do this thing called the Pat and Ron Show Highlight Reel, where, like our Friday segments, like Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, it would require the listeners to listen to the games. And when they hear something really funny, again, jot down the day, the time, who said it, just like you guys do when you listen for a mention of me for Nick D Show Spies or a mention of something that could be construed as dirty. For Straight Out of Context, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. So we used to do the same thing for the Pat and Ron Show highlight reel. And then we would, every Sunday night, we would play back those week's highlights. Because Pat and Ron were hilarious in the booth. Hilarious. And even if the Cubs were bad, it was great to listen to those games because they were great. So one night, during a night game, a giant bug got into the booth. And they both started freaking out. And I believe Matt Bolts was the engineer at that time, and they were trying to kill it with a program. They were like, but it was like this massive. I don't remember what kind of insect it was, but it was this big insect that completely freaked both Pat and Ron out. I think Ron actually just got up and walked away. Right, Ron just it's like I'm not gonna. There's no way I'm gonna sit here. But it was really really funny audio of a giant insect attacking Pat and Ron. And then, of course, the classic one doesn't involve animals, though. They were in New York at Shea Stadium, and Ron hated Shea Stadium. He hated the Mets ever since 1969. Of course, we can talk about the black cat that came out on the field at Wrigley to curse the Cubs in 1969. But he hated the Mets. He made no bones about it, you know. When Ron didn't like something, you knew about it. And if he liked something like the show Jag, you knew about it. So they're in the booth at Shea Stadium, and this is classic. It was cold. It was like an April. April, like an early April game, and it was really cold. So they had a portable heater in the booth with them, and it set Ron's toupee on fire. His head was on fire at one point because it was just like it had those coils, you know, those heaters that have those glowing coils. It got on it for I don't know how, I guess it was hanging above their heads, the heater, and it set his toupee on fire. And there's the audio of that is fantastic, but that doesn't have anything to do with an animal. But a giant insect did terrorize them one night. So, how about this? A moose. Unfortunately, there's no video photographic evidence of this one. But it sounds a wild enough scene to be worth mentioning. According to the Lawrence Journal World, two curious moose interrupted a Little League baseball game back in 2001. The animals were spotted roaming near the field, and the game had to be stopped after the fourth inning because they were attempting to make their way onto the field. Although it doesn't seem like they were aggressive, separating kids from wild animals is always a good idea. Yeah.
Moose are scary.
Could you imagine that? Two moose just walking out onto a Little League field?
They just want to watch the game.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, moose are scary. They are. All right, so we were just talking about the giant insect that terrorized Pat and Ron in the booth a bunch of years ago during a Cub game. But a praying mantis freaked out people. Is this in Florida?
Yeah, this is in Florida. They got a praying mantis got into the dugout with hilarious results. Okay. I think friends were made lifelong.
This is the Marlins dugout that this praying mantis just showed up in. Okay.
Clay Hensley is being attacked by a praying mantis. Now, it looks like Hensley and the praying mantis have made up, and now they're buddies. There were a few players that tried to brush him off, and Hensley fought those players off as if to save the praying mantis. You know, it appears, Tommy, that the praying mantis is watching the game because his eyes have been trained on home plate.
Getting a tweet saying we should name the praying mantis Mickey Mantis.
So this was relatively recently because they were tweeting about it. So
yeah, it's back in 2011.
Oh man, that's funny, Mickey Mantis.
How appropriate.
Oh. All right. How about this? Pigeons became enough of a problem at Wimbledon that groundskeepers decided to take pretty serious measures to prevent them from menacing players during one of the tennis's preeminent events. A falconer with a hawk named Rufus are employed to keep order. What? There's a falconer at Wimbledon all the time?
Mm-hmm.
With a hawk named Rufus that is employed to keep order on the grass courts. Although Rufus does his best, it seems the pigeon problem isn't entirely solved. Last month at Wimbledon, a pigeon actually dive-bombed Roberto Bautista Agut mid-serve during a match against Andy Murray. It was among many things that didn't go well for Agut that day. So he got dive-bombed by a pigeon. I can't believe that they actually hire a falconer.
Well, they have to. It's the only way that they found that they can at least keep the pigeons away.
Is it Will Forte? Is he the? What was this falcon's name?
Oh my god!
I can't remember. The falconer. He had his. I can't remember the falcon's name. It was funny every time. The best one was when everybody became a falconer. It was when Kevin Spacey was the host. And there were, like, at the end of the episode, or at the end of the sketch, there were, like, 15 falconers, all dressed up like Will Forte.
Yeah, I know he was, Ken Mortimer, the falconer.
Right.
And his falcon named Donald.
Donald, that's right. Donald. Oh, Donald! Oh, Donald! all right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and wrap this up. We got a few more pieces of audio of animals interrupting sporting events for their own entertainment. 312-981-7200 is the phone number here on WGN. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live on the in the Skyline studio here and WGN. I just, by the way, I was messing around on my Facebook page, and I changed my picture on my Facebook page because I found a picture of a close up of the cat running down the football field. So that's my picture on Facebook.
It's a big cat.
Yes, big black cat. So that's my Facebook picture now, is the infamous cat from last night's Monday night game. So, okay. Hey, by the way, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's 2 for Tuesday. Get your request in now. 312-981-7200. Okay. A very cranky cat takes issue with an attempted ejection. An adventurous cat invaded the field at a Myrtle Beach Pelicans game in July of 2010, and she was not very receptive to efforts aimed at removing her. Initially, it seemed like the cat may be friendly, but right around the 35-second mark in the clip, it does that insane back arch thing, oh, that cats do when they're really mad, explains why the player immediately backs off any attempts to wrangle it. Eventually, the cat is nabbed by a very brave groundskeeper who exits through the gate in the outfield. Yeah, you don't want to mess with a cat when it's like that. It starts hissing and arching. The back, you just best stand back.
Move on.
Yeah. All right. We have a parakeet terrorizing the New York Mets. What? How does this happen?
They're not entirely sure, but essentially, a very bright kind of neon green parakeet appeared in the net behind home plate.
Okay.
To catch the balls, and it seemed to match Cespedes as he was wearing like an arm warmer.
Uh-huh.
It was the exact same color as the parakeet, so it became the rally parakeet.
Okay. Was it there for most of the... I mean, was it just there?
Yeah, it just showed up. I guess it got loose, and it proved to be pretty helpful for the Mets, as you'll hear a little bit here.
Right. Parakeet on the backstop screen.
Wow.
Where do you belong, little parakeet?
He got out.
Do you have anything to say?
Should have left
a microphone.
Should have left the hood over. He should have been asleep. He got out.
Coincidence that the parakeet matches Cespedes' sleeve? Well, the Mets have only utilized the rally parakeet once tonight when they scored twice in the fourth. Cespedes drives one. Deep right center field. Headed back toward the wall. It's out of here! Yoenis Cespedes with his first home run as a New York Mets. The rally parakeet lives. 3-0 New York.
So they attribute the home run to the parakeet.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
The rally parakeet, baby.
Rally parakeet. All right. How about this? Few animals get away with but much get celebrated for it. Like our canine companions, dogs are designed to facilitate mayhem and get lovin's in return. A few dogs embody the idea more exquisitely than the softball glove-snatching vagabond. In 2014, this lovable mutt ran out onto the field during a softball game between West Oregon and Simon Fraser, B.C., and tried to make off with some mitts before getting ejected. So he wanted to steal all the mitts.
Silly boy.
Bees terrorize baseball stadiums. This is a real thing. This has happened a lot. Of all the potential animals to interrupt a sporting event, a swarm of bees is the least awe-inducing. And considering people with serious allergies, they are probably the most dangerous. For some reason, bees seem particularly attracted to baseball games. It must be all the popcorn and Cracker Jacks. Although they are regular visitors to some stadiums, such as Wrigley Field in Chicago, they've made very dramatic scenes at least two games last year. In September of 2013, bees caused a 23-minute delay at a Los Angeles Angels-Seattle Mariners game in Anaheim. In this past April, a massive swarm of bees interrupted a spring training game between Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Don't the bees know they can't interrupt the Red Sox-Yankees game?
Hmm.
Don't they understand the rivalry there?
Well, and I've definitely seen video of Jason Hayward literally jumping up into get away from the bees.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and then finally we have another squirrel. They seem very popular because they're squirrely. What's going on here?
So with this one, a squirrel gets onto Progressive Field where the Indians play.
Right.
And it's It's just a squirrel doing making the rounds on the bases, really.
Just running around.
Yeah, running around, and they've got the play-by-play has a few choice words for
okay.
the squirrel.
There's a squirrel out on the infield. And unfortunately for the Indians, that squirrel represents probably as much activity as the Indians have had on the base pass today. That little guy now is coming down to the third baseline. He's heading for home. Oh, he's got a quick first step. He's going to go behind the umpire. Even he says, I don't like you. And now it's down by the grandstand down the left field line. And this is where you got to be careful. That thing comes up. It did. It jumped into the seats. Free T-shirt day here today. And one lucky fan's going to be able to take home Bucky the Squirrel.
That's pretty. That's got to be scary, though, if you're sitting there and suddenly a squirrel just jumps up into the stands.
Yeah, I've dealt with squirrels. They're not always nice.
Oh, no. No. All right. When a dog runs out onto the field during a game, oftentimes athletes seem more interested in petting it than removing it. The same can't be said about foxes, which may look adorable like dogs, but they behave more like spooked cats and are known for carrying rabies. In September 2013, a fox somehow made its way to the sidelines during a football game between TCU and Texas Tech. Not a single player on the sideline makes a move in the direction of the fox, preferring to ignore it and hope it just goes away. Oh, man. And then we've got the most adorable streakers ever. During a 2013 match between Turkey's Galatasaray and Germany's VFR, two pantsless ne'er-do-wells brought the action to a sudden halt. When they crashed the pitch to throw a very special party, a Labrador puppy party. There's no party like a Labrador puppy party, because a Labrador puppy party is mandatory, whether dancing around surly footballers with a towel in mouth or being carried off the pitch like overgrown babies. And then finally, Australia's kangaroo course. Oh, there's a shock. They have an issue with kangaroos in Australia? What's it take to make an LPGA tournament, or any golf tournament for that matter, exciting and worth watching? How about a massive marsupial invasion on the fairway holding everything up while they just screw around? That's what happened at the Australian Open in February of 2013. Well over a dozen kangaroos randomly hopped onto the course, interrupting the players on the ninth hole. A dozen of them? The kangaroos caused a short delay, but they were much friendlier than the Black Widow Spider, which invaded the tournament and bit a golfer earlier in that week. I'm telling you, Australia is just... everything is going to kill you in Australia. Every creature in Australia will kill you. That's all there is to it. So, I can't believe a dozen kangaroos out on the golf course.
That's a ton. That's a lot.
That's crazy.
They're big.
Yeah.
Big creatures.
And they will kill you like every other creature in Australia, the death capital of the world. Oh, man. All right. Well, there you go. The black cat got out on the field last night, and that's not the first time it's happened. And obviously, we just discussed some of the more memorable ones.